I was raised a Christian, of course. Most people who were born in my generations, parents were Christians, so therefore I was raised a Christian. However, when I read Message to the Black Man, and I got a Holy Quran, and I read the Bible, I just really didn't see a big difference. I think Bible backs up Quran, and Quran backs up Bible. I don't really see where we have to negate one book over the other. Of course, my book of choice is Holy Quran. It is my religion, so therefore I probably read it more than I do the Bible. But I cheat. I have a Bible on tape. And I listen to the Bible on tape. And so many times when I hear things that are being read to me, I go, it's so Islamic, you know, it's straight out of Holy Quran. And then when I read the Holy Quran, I think, wow, this is straight out of the Bible. So both books to me are very, very necessary and very important in my life. And we are so very, very blessed with modern technology because we can get the minister on DVD, and I probably have the largest CD collection because I'm a listener. I don't like just sitting and watching television, but I can actually take the minister's DVD and put it in my car while I'm driving, or put it on while I'm sewing, or while I'm washing the dishes, or any type of housework that may be mundane. I can throw in that CD, and I can put on my headset while I'm cutting grass is relaxing. I can put on my headset while I'm cutting my grass and listen to the minister. And his words are just so powerful. I don't think people really understand how powerful words are.